Thanksgiving, of course, almost here. For the past 15 years or more, that also means the Drumstick Dash, Thanksgiving morning for runners and walkers, just making room for dinner. Joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio right now is Lee Clark, CEO at the Rescue Mission of Roanoke. And Lee, it is always good to see you and good to have you back.
Joey, it's good to be here. You know what? It's been 20 years this year, if you can believe it. Wow.
I looked on the first page of the website. I couldn't see the years. I knew it was 15 or more because I was at the first one and I've done most of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Gene. I I've seen you out there. You know, it's so much fun. And you see that sea of people that are coming out to move their feet so others can eat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do just that here. Lee, let's talk about what the Dash is all about, how it supports what the Rescue Mission does. Remind us what moving your feet so others can eat, what does that mean?
You know what that means is, Joey, we serve three meals a day, every day, regardless. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily at the Rescue Mission. Each year, that equates to about 200,000 meals that are served there at the mission. But you know what? It doesn't stop there because we have a lot of neighbors who have housing but are food insecure. And through our Mana Food Box program that we do in partnership with Feeding Southwest Virginia and other partners, we are now providing about 20,000 food boxes a year, and that number continues to rise in the current climate.
Now, the Mana Food Program, they can come in, what, once a month for a box of food?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And you guys took that over from Mana Ministries, the number's growing?
It is. You know, pre-pandemic, it was about 7,500 food boxes a year. This year, it'll be well over 20,000 food boxes.
Wow. I'm wondering if you attribute any of that to people just can't afford groceries sometimes.
You know, that's exactly what it is. You know, costs are going up, rents are going up, medication costs are going up. All those things have really hit families on limited incomes very, very hard. And with the government shutdown and insecurity over SNAP benefits and things like that, that's also hurt. So we've just seen an increase in demand for people coming in for food boxes.
So that's one of the reasons the Drumstick Dash 5K runner walk is so important. Talk about the race, when it is, what time, how you can sign up, that type of stuff.
Absolutely. Drumstickdash.net has all the information, but it starts 9 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. And some you might think, 9 a.m. Thanksgiving morning, do I? But you know what? This has been 20 years of moving our feet so others can eat. We're expecting about 9,000 runners and walkers out on Thanksgiving morning. Registrations are strong. And if you haven't registered yet, go to drumstickdash.net.
And I know that historically you see a late rush of people signing up, that they figure out what their plans are for Thanksgiving, or they figure, you know what, I'm going to make a little room for Thanksgiving dinner.
You know what? It's so interesting. We see this year after year. Right now we're about half of our goal, about 50% there, but that happens every year. So the rush from today over the next 2 weeks is going to be really fierce as people get signed up.
And it's kind of cool because sometimes you'll get people from out of town, they're in for the Thanksgiving meal and they get talked into running or walking. You can walk the Dash.
Absolutely. The walking's fun too. I mean, it's one of the only ways you get to walk on the streets in downtown Roanoke, see all the beautiful buildings and our landmarks, and just get to enjoy being there on hopefully will be a beautiful day.
Right. The course is, does it start on Williamson again?
Starts on Williamson and Franklin Road there, same as last year.
Go over the bridge to the, so that if you get a little hill right at the beginning, you go over to the Link Museum and all that and make a turn on, go down Shenandoah or something.
That's right.
Yeah. So you get your hill out of the way.
And again, I think it's so much fun that you get to do something positive, and then after it's all over, you can go home and eat that extra piece of pie.
Right, exactly. So how much is it to sign up right now? Do you know?
Absolutely, I do. For runners, it's $38. Okay. And for walkers, it's $28. And if you're not going to be in town, you want to do it virtually to support our work, it's $25 to be a virtual runner or walker.
Okay, so you said $38.
$38 for runners.
Okay, so now is that going to go up before?
Nope, that's the price between now and Thanksgiving morning.
And talk about the t-shirt. Is there a cutoff date for t-shirt? I know you guys have tons of t-shirts all the time.
All the t-shirts are in.
Okay.
And we're sorting all the sizes and getting everything ready for packet pickup. But if you really want to be sure you get a shirt, go ahead and register today.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that. Who designed the t-shirt this year?
So we have a fellow on our team who designed the graphic for the front. And it looks beautiful. It's a great shirt. It's a tech material shirt. I think people are going to love it. Really colorful. And then all the sponsors. We're so grateful for all the sponsors that get behind us.
Hmm. And kind of a big party at the end. Snacks. And I know one year you had music or something.
Absolutely. We have nine bands.
You do?
Nine bands on the route this year, plus music at the end. So there is it's a festive feeling. And so at the end, all the runners get a medal. And so regardless of where you place, you get a medal. And then we have prizes for the top overall runners and walkers. I'm sorry, the overall male and female runners. And, of course, there's water and bananas and snacks and all the things at the end.
All right, coming up on 8:50, and we're joined in studio, one of our good friends, Lee Clark, CEO of the Rescue Mission of Roanoke. All right, Lee, so once the drumstick dash is over, it's back to the Rescue Mission to prepare the Thanksgiving luncheon. How many do you expect this year? And it's not always just the homeless that come in, right?
Joey, I'm so glad you asked, because that morning, I will get out there around 5 o'clock in the morning, and then immediately when the race is over, I'm heading back up the hill to the mission. And volunteers start pouring in about 10:15. We do volunteer instructions at 10:30, start serving lunch at 11. And we're expecting more than 400 people to come out to eat with us. We have people who come in and sit down and eat, who just want the community, people maybe who are staying with us in the shelter, or folks, you know, who are staying in another shelter who will come and eat. And then we also have to-go meals. And so those folks who may be experiencing food insecurity, they can just drive up and pick up a meal to go. And so all together, I don't know anywhere else. It's maybe Hotel Roanoke. I don't know anybody else that's serving more than 400 meals on Thanksgiving Day, but the Rescue Mission sure is.
Well, and then talk about what's on the menu and who's putting all that food together.
Oh, my goodness. So they, all the fixings, all that you would imagine, roast turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, rolls, every kind of pie you can imagine. And if you're out there and you're thinking about how can I help, we need pies. So donate pies the week of Thanksgiving. We'd love to receive those and share those out. But really, it is just like you might experience in your own home.
And it's, before we ask a couple more questions, talk about what volunteers mean and groups of volunteers mean, not only on Thanksgiving Day, Lee, but for all year. And again, we'll talk with Lee Clark from the Rescue Mission.
You know what? Volunteers are really kind of the lifeblood of our mission, of what we do. We need volunteers desperately all the time because we're an operation that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never close. One of the easiest ways to volunteer is to come in and serve a meal. Maybe you're an early guy and you want to come in and serve breakfast or be there at lunchtime and come with your coworkers or even in the evening. It is just, and that is only one way to volunteer. There are so many ways you can get involved, from our free clinic as a doctor or nurse or dentist helping out in our free clinic to sorting clothes in our donation center or whatever it might be. You bring your talent, your time, and we'll put you to work.
Do you have all the volunteers you need for the Drumstick Dash?
Actually, we still need a few. If you look at drumstickdash.net, at the bottom, there's a link to volunteer. You can either volunteer with packet pickup, which is in the days leading up to Thanksgiving morning. So if you're out of town on Thanksgiving, you want to do something, it's a great way to help. But also Thanksgiving Day, there's still a few spots left for volunteers.
And you make packet pickup pretty easy. Is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Actually, it's on Saturday before Thanksgiving, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, at the mission?
At the mission, yes.
How late can you pick a packet up?
The hours are posted there on our website, again, drumstickdash.net.
Okay. Let's talk about numbers and things like that. And you were here last year. We talked about numbers. But, you know, how are the numbers, Lee, for people seeking shelter this year compared to 2024? Are you seeing an uptick? Are you seeing a decrease? What are you seeing numbers-wise?
You know, from a numbers standpoint, Gene, we're seeing roughly about 230 to 250 men, women, and children a night.
Has that changed much?
It has been pretty stable. Over a lot of people. When you imagine that many people coming in for emergency shelter, that's a lot. However, if you look over it year to year from 2024 to 2025, it's fairly consistent with what we were seeing last year.
How much is the affordable housing issue in Roanoke? You know, one of the houses the Rescue Mission used to own, I was at the groundbreaking yesterday on Dale Avenue. They're going to turn like an 1890-something house into two apartments for people that were formerly homeless. Commonwealth Catholic Charities is going to help vet people and things like that. But are you seeing people come in, Lee, and I know I've asked you this before, that normally would not be homeless?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'm watching right now is the median age of people who are experiencing homelessness. 3 years ago, it was 46 years old, median age of everybody that we're serving in emergency shelters at the mission and the other shelters in the valley. Today, this year, it's 51 years old. And what that indicates kind of backs up some of the anecdotal stories that I'm seeing of people who've been stably housed, but their income has been sort of like fixed. But the rent has gone up dramatically. We've seen that overall across the Roanoke Valley, that rents over the last 3 or 4 years have increased dramatically, where today, like a two-bedroom apartment is going like $1,500 a month. People just can't afford that, and so they're getting priced out of the market on their and they're losing their housing. So people who never expected to be homeless on the street are now on the street, and so we're dealing with things that come with that older population, like mobility challenges or mental health challenges or things like that, that are just growing because of the need.
How do you solve that? I mean, are we going to have to be like New York City, where we have rent-controlled apartments that are owned by the city, for instance?
You know, one of the things, one of the studies that's been done in the Roanoke Valley a few years ago showed that the Roanoke Valley has a deficit of about 4,000 affordable housing units. It's a lot of housing. A lot of us, like Restoration Housing and the work that we're doing, we're getting ready to kick off a gateway project next year that will bring more affordable housing to the Valley. And there was just one announced it's getting ready to open soon. So all those things will add up over time, but it takes time to get there. Right.
And that gateway project is when you come in on Elm or Jamison and that,
exactly.
That big grassy median. Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's been approved and all that.
The zoning's been approved for that. We've got working on the details with a partner called Homes for America. Rescue Mission's contributing the land. Homes for America's doing the development work and all the costs that go with construction and everything else that's a part of that. And so we're hoping to break ground on that in 2026.
So will you have to meet a certain income level to get into the apartments?
It will be. It'll be a number of different income levels, but it is based on your income. And the goal there is to really kind of reach families, individuals who need housing, and create that sense of stability and home that people need.
We're talking with Lee Clark, the CEO of the Roanoke Rescue Mission, and just a couple minutes left. I did want to ask you about some funding issues. How are you funded? How much of your funding comes from Roanoke City? Because I do know at a retreat over the weekend, they talked about maybe cutting back some of what they allocate to nonprofits in the area to help balance the budget. But do you get money from Roanoke City? Is it a significant portion?
Actually, we don't receive money from Roanoke City.
So you don't have to worry about that?
No. Well, I mean, the challenge for us is that we don't typically receive government funding. And so all the funding that the Rescue Mission receives is really through the generosity of the community. It's through families, businesses, churches, people who just come together to support our work. It's very much a grassroots effort. There's no one single funder or government agency or entity that funds us.
Which is a lot of people. Which is good these days.
It is good. It really helps us to be able to continue our work strong. And, you know, sometimes there's myths around that. Sometimes people think we get paid by the person or something like that. None of that's true. It is all just really funding, generosity of the community that makes our work possible.
For your sheltering, your food, your programs.
Absolutely. All the things that we do. And, you know, we do some things that also help raise money, like this Drumstick Dash. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year. But we also have two retail stores where people donate gently used items, and we're able to sell those, keep those out of the landfill. And that helps to also run our programs.
We'll talk with Lee Clark from the Rescue Mission about a minute and a half. I do want to ask you, and go back to the drumstick, how important is the Drumstick Dash 5K run or walk on Thanksgiving morning as a fundraiser, but also as an awareness agent? Because you've got 9,000-10,000 people that are there in part because of the Rescue Mission.
Absolutely. You know, it is a beautiful thing. I always kind of get tears in my eyes on Thanksgiving morning when I look out, and you go from the early morning, there's a few people out, till like the streets are full. And it just warms my heart that so many people are coming together just to do that, an act of kindness. Really, it's an act of kindness. It's that step, taking the step forward to support our neighbors who are in need. And I'm so grateful for that. It means the world to us to have that support, and we couldn't do it without it.
Okay, just before we let you go, tell people again how to sign up for the race and what it's all about.
Yeah, so go to drumstick-dash.net. Sign up today. You know, you want to be sure to get a shirt. And so do that today.
I want to do it.
And we're looking forward to seeing you out on Thanksgiving morning.
Lee, thanks for joining us today. And go ahead, sign up for the Drumstick Dash and join about 9,000 other people. Thanks.